And what is up, guys? Welcome back to Extra Hour after a long winter break. So this week we're going to be going over round two of the NFL playoffs. So to start off, I am joined here by
Josh Mann,
Devin Hendrick,
and Dawson Wolf.
So as I said, we're going to start off by going over the wild card round. So Devin, what happened in the wild card round?
Well, the Atlanta Falcons traveled to LA to face the Los Angeles Rams, and they gave the Rams a run for their money. They ended up beating the Rams, and they completely shut down Todd Gurley. And you know what I say, when you shut down Todd Gurley, the Rams aren't a very good team.
Yes, I called that Rams choke all season. Now time for my game of the week. Panthers at Saints. Aaron, are you sure you want to cover your ears? This is a good one. The Saints beat the Panthers. The Panthers were clamped in the first half by the Saints defense, and then Cam finally started to wake up, but he went back to sleep on the last possession when he had a big intentional grounding that caused them to lose a bunch of yards and moved it to third down, and the Saints did win. Aaron, how do you feel about this?
Next year's our year.
You say that every year.
All right, I'm gonna be going over the Titans-Chiefs game. This game was one of the most boring out there, even though it was one of the closest ones. I mean, pretty much they were all boring.
Wait a minute. What? Wasn't there a one-point game?
It was, but it was the most boring game I've ever watched.
I think the most boring game was Jaguars-Bills.
Yeah, well, I didn't watch that one, so that doesn't count.
I'm going over the Bills-Jaguars game, which is probably the most boring playoff game of all time. It was 10-3, and at halftime it was 3-3, so only one team scored in the second half, and both teams suck. So that's why the Jaguars won, and they're moving on. So,
how can the Jaguars suck when they won their division?
Because they suck, and they're in a terrible division.
They definitely suck.
But the Jaguars did lose to Jimmy G, so that's okay.
All right, let's go over some bold predictions this week. My bold prediction is that there are no bold predictions.
Oh, my God.
Nothing bold will happen this week. It's going to be the
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Why not?
No.
Nothing bold will happen.
Yeah, no. No, Dawson, this makes sense, Dawson. I don't agree with it, but I can get where you're coming from. He's saying that nobody would do anything crazy or ridiculous. It would be a normal week for everybody.
Nothing bold will happen.
My bold prediction is that the Jacksonville Jaguars will stun the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, shutting down Antonio Brown, allowing him to get zero touchdowns, while Blake Bortles, on the other hand, throws 3+ touchdowns for over 400 yards.
My bold prediction is that the Vikings will blow out the Saints. They will destroy the Saints. They will beat the Saints 30-6. Yes, you heard me right. They will blow out the freaking Saints. The Saints suck. The Saints are terrible. Yes.
I'm gonna have to apologize to all the headphone users out there because your ears are probably broken right now. Aaron, what's your bold prediction?
Yeah, Josh, that's very bold. And Devin, that's also very bold, but not as bold as my. Steven Gostkowski will kick the game-winning field goal of 60+ yards as time expires to win the game for the Patriots. It will happen. And that brings us into our kicker of the week. So, huh? Okay.
Horvath is the Vikings kicker. Is that your kicker of the week, Devin?
Yes, my kicker of the week is Vikings kicker Kai Forbath, who will have a field day against the New Orleans Saints this week. Dawson, who's your kicker of the week?
That brings it perfectly into, you already know who my kicker of the week is.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Will Lutz?
No. Why would I ever pick Will Lutz? Psych, he's the best kicker to ever live. Will Lutz all the way, baby.
No, all you are wrong. Once again, as I say in previous podcasts, my kicker of the week is Justin Tucker. He's the best kicker of all time, and he's definitely the best kicker in this league. But I guess this week I will pick a different kicker. I'm going to have to go with Graham Gano. Oh, wait! He's out of the playoffs! Oh, no! All right, this week will be Chris Boswell. I hate the Steelers, and I hate everything about them, but Chris Boswell will have a field day, as people will say, against the Jags.
And that brings me to my kicker of the week, which I already said will be Steven Gostkowski. I think the Patriots offense is just going to feast and have a lot of points, and Gostkowski will score the most points of all the kickers. So, back to what Josh said about Graham Gano. This brings us into grind my gears. Graham Gano lost the game for the Panthers and ended our season because he missed a chip shot. He's the best kicker in the league from less than 30 yards, but he missed the only one that mattered. We lost by, what, 6 points, I think, something like that. If he made that early in the game, we would have won at the end. He would have kicked another field goal. But also, Kalen Clay, are you kidding me? He's like our seventh string wide receiver. He dropped a wide open touchdown pass that also would have won the game. And I just cannot deal with the Panthers wide receivers. They need to pick one up in free agency. I can't take it anymore.
Aaron, do you think you could have made that kick?
Yes. Wait, what?
Yeah, the 20 whatever yards yes. that he missed.
Yes.
Yeah, see, anyone can do it.
Exactly.
Well, what grinds my gears is when certain fans of certain teams think that home field advantage will be the pushing factor of a team winning a game. No, just because they're playing, say, at Philadelphia, that doesn't guarantee a win for the home team. The away team has just as good a chance as winning the game as the home team.
Well, I feel like home field advantage is something, but yes, it does not guarantee you a victory. Now, what really grinds my gears, people hyping up the New Orleans Saints. They're not that good. Their offense is clearly stoppable when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers shut down their offense. The Bucs are super trash. They're super trash. And they stopped the Saints, who apparently got us the football.
They scored over 25 in that game.
They lost to the Buccaneers. You should not be losing to the Buccaneers. The Saints are not good. That is why the Vikings will once again blow out the Saints. Blow them out.
You know what really grinds my gears? When people think they're good at pick'ems, but then they go 0 for 4 in a very easy week. Aaron, do you have anything to say about that?
This was a very hard week, actually.
I didn't get one, though.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
We all had bad records except for Devin and Josh, so it was a pretty hard week. But also, I have one more thing that grinds my gears. His name is Tim Anderson. If you recall earlier in the year, Tim Anderson said that the Eagles would win the Super Bowl easily. And now the playoffs are not even going to be fun to watch as the Eagles will have no chance of winning. So basically, he ruined it for everyone.
Whoa. You said the Eagles have no chance of winning. But if you look on all the websites, it gives them at least a 30 to 40% chance of winning.
I don't think those websites accounted for Tim Anderson's words.
Well, Tim Anderson, yes, as I stated in a previous podcast, does grind my gears, but his curse has been lifted by who? Oh, wait, me. I lifted his curse.
I didn't know you could lift curse, Josh.
Well, I sure as heck did.
All right, anyways, that brings us into our, what are we doing first, pick-ems or power rankings?
We're going to start with power rankings. This week on power rankings, it's really easy. Very simple. Very simple. Patriots 1, Vikings 2, Steelers 3, Saints 4, Falcons 5, Eagles 6, Jags 7, Titans 8. You can't not agree with that. It's simple. Simple math.
Actually, I think me and Aaron have a common disagreement there. We both have the Saints as our number 2 team on the power rankings. Aaron, why do you think the Saints are number 2?
I think, as I've said all season, the Saints' offense is just unstoppable, and we've seen it time and time again. And their defense has stepped up this year a lot from, like, last year. So I think that's going to be a key for them winning the NFC.
Well, clearly, the Saints' offense is stoppable because the Bucs were able to beat them, and the Panthers, it came down to one play in their game. They were on the verge of beating them. However, the Vikings' offense, now that is unstoppable. They haven't lost a game in how many weeks, Aaron?
Don't get me started.
Exactly,
on the
you don't
offense.
Know. No one can beat the Vikings. They're so hard to game plan for. Because if a team plans to stop
the
run,
Panthers,
they have phenomenal receivers and a phenomenal tight end they can throw to.
The Panthers beat the Vikings, and the Panthers lost to the Saints 3 times.
The Saints also have an unstoppable offense, just like the Vikings. They have good running backs and good receivers.
Okay. Hold on. Didn't the Panthers lose? Aren't they out of the playoffs?
So why are we talking about the Panthers and the Saints?
They have no relevance here in this NFL season anymore. That is why the Vikings will blow out the Saints.
Jesus, Josh, you scared me. All right, so as I was saying, the Vikings offense is not unstoppable, and it is stoppable. Okay, their defense, however, is very, very good, probably the best in the playoffs. So, for our power rankings at the top spot, we all agree on the Patriots, right?
Yes, Vikings are next.
Okay, me and Dawson say the Saints.
But
Josh and Devin say the Vikings.
Yeah.
So, let's go to the third spot. I think that the Steelers are right after the Saints. What about you guys?
I think the Steelers are right after the Vikings.
I think the Steelers are after the Vikings as well.
Yeah, I agree. We all have the Steelers at number 3. It's just, what is that number 2 spot?
It's the Saints. Or, I mean, the Vikings. Excuse me. I spoke too early. It is the Vikings. Everybody knows how I love the Minnesota Vikings.
Let me tell you why the Vikings should be number two in the Saints.
Well, I'll lose, Devin.
The Saints, they remind me of a little team that we like to call the LA Rams. They're like a one-dimensional offense. If you stop the run, then you pretty much beat them. Their receiving core isn't that good. All they have is Michael Thomas and Ted Ginn. Like, those are two below, one average receiver and a below average receiver.
I would say Michael Thomas is a very good receiver, but Ted Ginn is Ted gone.
Yeah. However, the Vikings have Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon, but they also have Stephon Diggs, who's a phenomenal receiver, and Adam Thielen, who's one of the best route runners in the game. They also have Kyle Rudolph, who's just a big end zone threat. I think this Vikings offense is phenomenal, and their defense is even better.
Yes, they have the best defense in the league, as I've been saying all year. And their two-headed running dragon attack, as Devin likes to say, is unstoppable, and their receiving core is much better than the Saints' receiving core. The only thing the Saints have an advantage here is their quarterback. Drew Brees is an all-pro quarterback.
Wait a minute.
Do you think the Saints' running backs are worse than the Vikings' running backs?
Yes.
You are...
You can see what happens when the Panthers stop the run game. They couldn't really do anything. That's why the Panthers came back.
I have a fact to lay down for you. Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram set the record for most combined total yards from a duo, but that's none of my business.
That's just because they keep feeding them the ball. If the Vikings fed Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon the ball like that, they'd be up there with them.
So are you telling me that Case Keenum throws the ball more than Drew Brees does?
Yes, because they have a better receiving core, which gives them a better opportunity to score points. And as I said earlier, the Saints' only advantage is Drew Brees because he's an all-pro quarterback, but I think Case Keenum is a outstanding quarterback, and he's an MVP candidate for this year.
You forgot about the kicker situation, Josh.
Will Lutz.
Don't forget that the Vikings have a history, much like the Chargers, of missing crucial field goals.
Whoa, Cobra Kai is a changed man. He will win them the game.
You'll say Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. That's his name.
All right, anyways.
Blair Walsh.
Let's get into this. Let's settle this debate. So, fourth behind the Steelers.
Saints.
I have the Vikings.
I have the Falcons.
Saints.
Vikings.
All right, Devin, so you strongly think that the Saints are not a top four team. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
All right, so unfortunately, Dawson, the Vikings have to move it to Steelers 3.
No,
Saints will be 4.
Yeah, it's not over yet. Devin,
there's nothing we can do about the average.
Is the NFL a quarterback-driven
league?
Is
the NFL rigged?
Not necessarily.
What do you mean, not necessary? So is there a position more important than the quarterback?
Yes.
Yes.
Kicker.
No, you are wrong.
I think every position on the NFL field is very important, including long snapper and homer.
It's not.
Every position is important.
A team with a no-name quarterback ends up being the number two seed in the very stacked.
Devin, can I have an example of a no-name quarterback? Can I have an example of a no-name quarterback?
Case Keenum at the beginning of the year. Did you really think he was going to be this good at the beginning of the year, Aaron?
No, I didn't.
Exactly.
But he's not that good.
He is an MVP candidate, Aaron. What do you mean he's not good?
He's very good.
He's not even close to an MVP candidate.
Week after week, he's proven that he has been a very good quarterback and should be in the MVP conversation. However, he's not going to win.
Let's stop drifting from the point. All right, next
Saints
in the consensus ranking.
Number two.
So, Devin, you say the Falcons are 5?
Yes.
I have the Eagles at 5.
I'll tell you why the Eagles should not be anywhere near the top 5, let alone the top 7. Because over the last couple of weeks, they have been struggling with Nick Foles at quarterback. They barely squeaked out a win against the Raiders. And when Nick Foles was in against the Cowboys, he didn't do anything. And these 2 weeks of rest just leave more time for him to cool off. I do not trust Nick Foles at all.
Yeah, I agree with you, Devin. Because the Falcons have Matty Ice, and he is ice cold in the playoffs. And the Eagles have, who's that guy? Nick Foles? I've never even heard of him.
I would say one thing. Matt Ryan was last year's MVP, so he will continue his last year's performance into the playoffs this year. And the Vikings will lose, the Falcons will lose in the Super Bowl. But that's predicting the future. I think the Falcons are better than the Eagles for one simple reason: their offense. Their offense is unstoppable. Julio Jones is God.
Mohamed Sanu, and they have a nice two-headed run attack, just like the Saints and the Vikings, with Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman.
So if you guys think the Falcons are so good and going to make it to the Super Bowl, why are they not higher on the list?
Because they're not. It's just how it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see your guys' points about the Falcons being better than the Eagles, so I understand that. But after the Falcons, we have the Eagles or the Jaguars. I still think the Eagles are a better team.
Yeah, I'll go with the Eagles there. The Jaguars are just trash.
Yeah, it has to be Eagles. They're both really super bad.
I think the Jags are going to shock the nation this week and beat the Steelers. They already did it once this season, and they're about to do it again. And the first game of the season that they played was at Pittsburgh, so they're capable of doing it, clearly.
I think you're forgetting about the emergence of a one Juju. He is not going to lose. He does not like losing, and Juju gets what he wants.
Do you know who the Jaguars' cornerbacks are?
Nope. Wait, yes. I know one of them. Jalen Ramsey. Is another one Prince Amukamara?
No. You know AJ Bouye?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
But yeah, I would say he's pretty good.
All of the Jaguars' corners are focused on Antonio Brown. On Twitter, all they're doing is talking trash. All I'm saying is, Antonio, all you had to do.
So you're saying that Jalen Ramsey is going to sit on the bench because that's where Antonio Brown is?
No, I'm saying
he is. I didn't know that.
They're all focused on Antonio.
Oh, then this game's over. The Steelers are going to destroy them.
Whoa! The first time they played, they had Antonio Brown and Juju and Martavis Bryant. But what happened? Oh yeah, Big Ben threw 5 interceptions.
All the Steelers have to do to win this game is keep the ball on the ground, baby. Ground and pound.
Yeah, you know Dawson loves that ground and pound.
I also would like to say that, I don't know why, but this is a fun fact. These are the only two teams with only one meaningful running back. So, let's move on to number 8.
Want to hear another fun fact?
Sure.
The Jaguars are the only team in like the last 20 years to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers twice in one season at Pittsburgh.
You want to hear another fun fact?
It's about to happen.
The Panthers aren't in the playoffs.
All right, let's move on.
No, hold on. One more fun fact. No, this is actually a bold prediction. No, just kidding. We're going back to fun facts. Fun fact, Panthers aren't in the playoffs anymore.
I have another fun fact. The Saints will
blow
the Vikings out of the water.
Whoa, they're not playing in water, so that is false. They're playing in a stadium. So you're just wrong. All right, now, I guess for our consensus power rankings, we'll go Patriots 1, Vikings 2, Steelers 3, Saints 4, Falcons 5, Eagles 6, Jaguars 7, and Titans 8. There's nothing more to say about the Titans. They're not very good. It's simple. And that is that. So now we're going to go to pick'ems. For this week's pick'ems, the first game we have is Falcons at Eagles. Aaron, start us off.
I seem to be the only one who thinks the Eagles will win this game, and I stand by that. Also, last week I went 0-4, so this week expect a 4-0 week for the average.
Actually, I'm expecting 0-4 again. But I'm going with the Falcons in this one. It's pretty obvious. Matty Ice, I already said it. Devin?
I'm picking the Falcons.
Yeah, it's Falcons. They're very, very good. The only team that can beat them is the Vikings. Now, next game is Titans at Patriots.
I think that this is an easy one. The Patriots will blow out the Titans.
Yeah, like I said, Gus Dawson is going to kick the game-winning field goal. The Titans are going to keep it close, but they're not going to win.
Yeah, there's no need to even talk about this. We're all going Patriots, easy money.
Yeah, the Patriots, they will have this game over by halftime. For our next game, Jaguars at Steelers. Devin, why don't you start us off?
I am the only one who thinks this. I think the Jaguars, like I said earlier, will shock the nation and beat Pittsburgh's at their home.
Well, I disagree with you. The Steelers will easily win this one because Big Ben will not throw 5 interceptions. Nope. Oh, yeah, I do want to bet.
You want to bet money over there?
Double or nothing.
All right. So, I actually think this is a very interesting game. I would not be surprised at all if the Jaguars actually won. But I'm going to go with the Steelers just because I think that they're a more, like, consistent team and they have a lower chance of having a bad game.
Yeah, I would love for the Steelers to lose, but it's just not going to happen. The Jaguars' offense is just not enough to hold to get a lead and maintain it. For our last game, we have Vikings or Saints at Vikings. You guys already know how I feel, but I'll talk later again about how I feel. Aaron, start us off.
Saints.
Ain't.
Vikings.
Now, Dawson, I don't think their name is Ain'ts. I think their name is Saints, but that besides the point. Anyways, yes, we know how I feel about this game. I'm a big believer in what the Vikings do and everything about their team. Now, what are the Vikings going to do? Oh, yeah, they're going to blow out the Saints. Yes, you heard me here first. I don't care if you use headphones or not. Your eardrums are popped by now. All right, guys. I guess that will bring us to the conclusion to this podcast. From your boys, Josh Mann.
Aaron Hirsch.
Dawson Wolf.
And Devin Hendrick.
Don't be surprised when you see the Vikings blow out the Saints. And we out.